السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، ما بعد. وقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كلامه المجيد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. زين للناس حب الشهوات من النساء والبنين والقناطير المقنطرة من الذهب والفضة والخيل المسومة والأنعام والحرث. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: حفت الجنة بالمكاره وحفت النار بالشهوات. أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. My dear respected brothers, elders, and my young friends, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created Jannah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created Jahannam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has surrounded Jannah with those things which are very, very easy to do. Very easy to do, very desirable, very enjoyable. Allah ta'ala has surrounded Jahannam with these things. And Allah ta'ala has created Jannah and surrounded it with things which are very difficult, very hard, very burdensome upon the nafs. That's why when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Jannah, Allah ta'ala said to Jibreel alayhi salam, to the angel Jibreel, that, O Jibreel, go and look at Jannah and tell me what you think. So Sayyidina Jibreel alayhi salam went to Jannah, and on the way to Jannah, when he saw all of the difficulties, hardships, and the hurdles which were there, he said, "Oh Allah, I don't think a single servant of yours is going to go down this path." And when he went towards Jahannam and he saw how Jahannam had been surrounded by all of the easy things, the nice things, things which are enjoyable to the nafs, then he said, "Oh Allah, I think every single one of your servants is going to go down this path." Allah Ta'ala has created this shaitan and this nafs, and they are with us at all times. And they want us to do those things which will make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala displeased with us, Allah naraz with us. And that's why, you know, it's very important that we are aware. The shaitan is there, the nafs is there, and their job is to tempt us and to take us away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make us slip up, to make us distant from the dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah. And shaitan and nafs, they understand that everybody has weaknesses. Everybody's weakness is different. Some people's weakness could be watching YouTube videos. Some people's weakness could be going on Auto Trader and looking at cars. Some people's weakness could be, I don't know, looking at the new technology that comes in. So shaitan and nafs, on the basis of that, they make a plan that this is how we are going to take this person down. We're going to make them spend hours and hours on YouTube, hours and hours on Twitter, hours and hours on Instagram, hours and hours on something other than the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that way that person doesn't even realize. He thinks to himself, "I'm just doing something I enjoy. I'm doing something I enjoy, I'm happy." But in reality, that person has now become very distant from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Al-Busiri rahmatullahi alayhi mentions, وَخَالِفِ النَّفْسَ وَالشَّيْطَانَ وَعْصِهِمَا فَإِنْهُمَا مَحَّضَاكَ النُّصْحَ فَاتَّهِمِ. That the nafs and shaitan, they are always going to try and make a plan, and they are going to make things very appealing to you. And they're going to say, "You know what, this is a good idea, why don't you just do this?" But Imam Al-Busiri says, وَخَالِفِ النَّفْسَ وَالشَّيْطَانَ, oppose the nafs and shaitan. إِنْهُمَا مَحَّضَاكَ النُّصْحَ فَاتَّهِمِ. At times what happens is the nafs and shaitan act like they have your best interest in mind. This is what is best for you, you need this. You need this to relax, you need this to focus, you need this to be happy. You have to do this. But the person needs to be wise. That فَإِنْهُمَا مَحَّضَاكَ النُّصْحَ, if they act like they're giving you nasihat and advice, فَاتَّهِمِ, always be, you know, always be very, very careful, and always suspect them that, "No, my nafs and shaitan do not want the best for me." So one of some of the great scholars, for example, Imam Junaid al-Baghdadi rahmatullahi alayhi, has mentioned about him that any time, and the many other pious predecessors, Salafus Salihun, Any time the nafs would put something in front of them, okay, oh, this is good for you, why don't you do this? Why don't you eat this food? Why don't you go here? Why don't you do this? They would always go against the nafs. They'd always do it. So a time would come when it'd be second nature, their nafs would have no strength. Because nafs, you have to, again, Imam Busiri rahmatullahi alayhi says, وَالنَّفْسُ إِن تَهْمِلْهُ شَبَّ عَلَىٰ حُبِّ الرِّضَاعِ وَإِن تَفْطِمْهُ وَإِن تَفْطِمْهُ يَنْفَطِمِ أو كما قال Imam Busiri rahimahullah in his Burda, he says, وَالنَّفْسُ إِن تَهْمِلْهُ شَبَّ عَلَىٰ حُبِّ الرِّضَاعِ, that the nafs is such, the desires are such, that it's like a child who suckles, a newborn baby. Maa jis bache ko doodh pilate hain, like that child, that it will carry on drinking milk. The child who suckles milk, 1 year old, 2 year old, 2.5 years old is the maximum. So the child will carry on drinking milk. You have to do infitam, you have to wean it off milk. You have to get it off milk, otherwise it's going to carry on drinking. And parents who don't take it seriously, or mother who doesn't focus, then what can happen is, the child will carry on wanting the milk of the mother for a long time. So the mother has to wean off the child. So similarly, the nafs is like this. It will seem very, very hard to go against the desires of the nafs. It will always be trying to make a person do the wrong actions. But when a person weans the nafs off, like a child, then it becomes very, very easy. So Imam Busir rahimahullah says, وَالنَّفْسُ إِن تَهْمِلْهُ شَبَّ عَلَىٰ حُبِّ الرِّضَاعِ وَإِنْ تَفْطِمْهُ يَنْفَطِمِ, that if you let the nafs, like a suckling child, newborn child, if you let the nafs carry on taking the milk from the mother, it will carry on, it won't stop. Well, you have to force it. You have to put a plan in place so that the nafs cannot distract a person, the nafs cannot deviate a person and make a person ignorant of the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The point is, my dear respected brothers and elders, this nafs is such, and the desires are such, and shaitan is such, that he wants people to do his ibadah. He wants people to worship him. He wants people to obey him. And he doesn't want people to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person said, what's the harm? I'm just doing things which make me happy. I'm doing things which I'm enjoying. I feel happy. I feel relaxed. But we need to look. Are we doing something which is making Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala happy? Or are we doing those things which are making Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala angry with us? That's the way that we as Muslims need to live our life. If Allah is happy with me, then everything is fine. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is displeased with me, then unfortunately, I need to sort myself out. And the two greatest hurdles and barriers, like we said, is shaitan and the nafs. And unfortunately, sometimes what happens is a person becomes so oblivious, they become so used to things. Watching TV, watching movies, I don't know, listening to songs, doing ghibat, speaking bad about people, lying, swearing, it becomes second nature. So when it becomes second nature, the person doesn't even realize that what they are doing is a bad thing. So it's very, very important that we learn about Islam, we understand what is good for us, what is bad for us, what will make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pleased with us, what will make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala angry with us, and we stay away from those things. And we don't let our nafs make us accustomed to those things. We have to break those habits. Like I said, when nafsu in tahmilu shabba ala hubbil ridha, you carry on, okay, my nafs is okay, anything I want to do, I'm going to do. I want to eat biryani today, I'm going to eat biryani. I want to eat doner kebab today, I'm going to eat doner kebab. I want to go to sleep at 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm going to go to sleep at 3 o'clock in the morning. There are many families, everybody is going to sleep at 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. Why? Why do we need to go to sleep so late at night? Why do we need to do this? No reason. Our job is done, our work is done, everything is finished by 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock. But we just want to do anything we can to make our nafs happy. Nafs is saying, don't go to sleep. If you go to sleep, you can't watch this TV show. If you go to sleep, you can't talk to this person and that person about this irrelevant thing and that irrelevant thing. So that's fine. We'll talk. And sometimes the nafs will fashion something which seems like a good thing. And it will make us spend and waste lots and lots and lots of hours on it. Okay, this is a good thing. Have you heard of the situation that's happening in Bangladesh, in Pakistan, in Syria, in Palestine, in different countries? So now, my nafs enjoys gossip. It enjoys lots of nice talk. So even though the excuse and the reason is a good reason, the situation, Palestine, I'm going to mention it after what we need to do, But that's there in its place. But I have my weakness in my nafs, which is I love gossiping and I love staying awake till 3 o'clock in the morning. So rather than me talking about football and Manchester United and Bayern Munich and I don't know whatever else, I'm going to transfer the desires of my nafs onto the Palestine issue. Oh yeah, and this person's a bad person and this person's a good person and he's not good and he's not bad. How do we go against the desires of our nafs? Is we speak very less. Unless we are going to be doing the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with our mouth, we speak very less. Unless it is very, very important, we shouldn't even speak. So inshallah, Allah ta'ala give us all the ability to practice upon these few things. Sure. We'll mention a few points about the Palestine issue before the khutbah, inshallah.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول
Request everyone to come forward, fill in the gaps. It is the school holidays, so there will be more people. So please move forward, fill in the gaps before you start your sunnah. So, ek to elanat hai. One or two elans, brothers, you can listen. One is, from Sunday, the clocks will be going back 1 hour. So all of the salah times, I think Zuhar will go to 1 o'clock, isn't it? Zuhar salah will go to 1 o'clock. Apart from Zuhar salah, all of the other salahs will go 1 hour back. So whatever the jamaat time is now, the congregation time, will go 1 hour back on Sunday. InshaAllah, itwar ke din se, Sunday ke din se, kyunki gari ek ghanta piche chali jayegi, so time bhi tabdil ho jayegi, to saath hi kuch khayal rakhe. کہ ظہر کی نماز ایک بجے ادا کی جائے گی اور اسی طرح باقی نمازیں بھی ایک ایک گھنٹہ پیچھے چلی جائے گی. اینڈ آلسو اباؤٹ دس, یسٹرڈے وی ہیڈ سم پولیس آفیسرز ہو کیم ٹو دا مسجد. ویل دے فون می اباؤٹ 3-4 ٹائمز بیفور آفٹر مغرب, آفٹر عشاء. آئی گاٹ اباؤٹ 3-4 کالز, پولیس آفیسرز ابسولیوٹلی اسٹریسڈ آؤٹ, ابسولیوٹلی یو نو پریشان. وائی؟ بیکاز وی ہیو اور ینگ بوائز, our young children going around and they are lighting fireworks and they're throwing it at each other and they're throwing it into people's homes. This happens every single year. And I don't know, I was just talking about shaitan. I don't know what shaitan's special plan is at that time, that all of the young boys and little boys, some of you may be here today in the masjid as well, they were brought in handcuffs to the masjid. Why? Because they're throwing fireworks and when police come, they are running away. And some of them are saying, look boys, some of you, you're saying you're doing it innocently, that it's just, we're just lighting fireworks. But you're doing it in such a dangerous way that you've got no idea that you're lighting it so close to the houses, it's going into the homes. Inshallah, we need to talk about fireworks. First of all, that in and of itself, such a waste of money that we are burning, not our money, but our parents' money. Or even if it is our money, we are just burning it, we are just setting fire to it. And secondly, actually, when is it? Thank you. I think I saw him before, Musa. Is it Musa Ashraf? Where are you? Okay, he's here. Okay, that's fine. He's here. Yeah, so boys, especially for our young brothers and our young friends, we need to be very, very careful. First of all, let's not spend any extra money and let's not waste money on these fireworks. And we have to be very, very considerate of our neighbours. Every year I get so many emails from elderly ladies, from single mothers who have children at home, that they're just scared to come out of their homes. They're scared to come out of their homes. Why? Because either people are saying things to them, people are threatening them, people are firing fireworks right next to their homes, and fireworks are supposed to go up into the air, people are firing them at each other. It's very, 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 very foolish, and we have to be very, very careful. Not only is it so dangerous, but on top of that, we are showing such a bad image. We're supposed to be displaying and portraying a good image of Islam and Muslims, but unfortunately people are going to say, Muslims, this is what they do. They're not nice people. We don't want to live with these kind of people. So please, let's avoid these kind of things. Let's avoid fireworks. And unfortunately, I need to speak to some of our teenagers and the elders and those who are supplying fireworks. The young boys don't even know the names. The boy was saying to me yesterday, I don't even know the name of the person. He's just got a nickname. He was saying he's got a nickname or something, right? So he's got a nickname or something, and he goes around and he's dealing fireworks like drugs. So if it's something like this, and you're doing something like, and you know these boys are going to get into trouble, then all of the sin is going to be on your shoulders. That you are responsible for all of this. Anything which happens, any properties which are destroyed, any cars which are destroyed, any people which are threatened, people have to move out of the community because of this kind of vigilantism. So we have to stop this. No, not just because I'm saying it, because we need to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is going to ask me about anybody whose rights I did not fulfill, anybody who I harmed. And about Palestine, very quickly, just one point I just wanted to mention. Hopefully we need to carry on with our du'as for the people of Palestine. We need to carry on doing whatever we can, in whatever capacity, because it's not stopping over there. And it doesn't seem like these people are planning to stop. And this country of Israel and the crimes that they are committing upon the Palestinian people, it's very, very serious. We need to keep on making our du'as. We need to keep on donating financially, contributing financially, whatever we can. We need to do the boycotts. Boycotts are very important. Anything which is an Israeli brand, we need to boycott it. So they understand. Because what they feel now is nobody in the world is speaking up. And whoever is speaking, that voice is not a voice that they're taking seriously. All of these things we need to boycott. Anything which is an Israeli brand, we need to boycott. They haven't passed this. I think the government are trying to pass this anti-BDS law or something. But they're trying to pass this where they don't even allow boycotting. But they haven't passed this. So it's in our legal right to boycott anything which is Israeli, anything which we know is contributing. Many of these things are supplying weapons and armor, etc. to the Israeli army. Many are just assisting in the Israeli illegal occupation. So we need to carry on boycotting, we need to carry on making dua, we need to carry on financially assisting in whatever way we can, and we need to connect ourselves with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and stay away from all forms of sin ourselves, so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy collectively comes upon the ummah, inshaAllah. Achha, salli akur, Haji Mehdi Khan marhum ke liye dua ki darkhas ki gayi hai, aur dusre saathiyon ne bhi kuch paise deke dua ki darkhas ki hai. I will explain this one. Okay, inshallah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله المطلع على خفيات السرائر العالم بمكنونات الضمائر مقلب القلوب وغفار الذنوب وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله سيد المرسلين وجامع شمل الدين وقاطع دابر الملحدين صلى الله عليه وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين وسلم تسليما كثيرا أما بعد فإن كون إصلاح السرائر دعامة لإصلاح الظواهر مما نطق به القرآن وسنة رسول الإنس والجان فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كلامه المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولكن قولوا أسلمنا وقال تعالى فإنها لا تعمى الأبصار ولكن تعمى القلوب التي في الصدور وقال تعالى ونفس وما سواها فألهمها فجورها وتقواها قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها وغيرها من الآيات وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا إن في الجسد مضغة إذا صلحت صلح الجسد كله وإذا فسدت فسد الجسد كله ألا وهي القلب وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام لوابصة جئت تسأل عن البر والإثم قال نعم فجمع أصابعه فضرب بها صدره وقال استفتِ نفسك استفتِ قلبك ثلاثا البر ما اطمأنت إليه النفس واطمأن إليه القلب والإثم ما حاك في النفس وتردد في الصدر وإن أفتاك الناس وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام إنما الأعمال بالنيات وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام يقول ملك الموت أيتها النفس الطيبة ويقول أيتها النفس الخبيثة أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم إن في ذلك لذكرى لمن كان له قلب أو ألقى السمع وهو شهيد بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات والذكر الحكيم استغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين فاستغفروا إنه هو الغفور الرحيم إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كلامه المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أرحم أمتي بأمتي أبو بكر وأشدهم في أمر الله عمر وأصدقهم حياء عثمان وأعلمهم بالحلال والحرام معاذ بن جبل وأقرأهم لكتاب الله أبي بن كعب ألا وإن لكل أمة أمينا وأمين هذه الأمة أبو عبيدة وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من كنت مولاه فعلي مولاه وقال الله الله في أصحابي لا تتخذوهم غرضا من بعدي فمن أحبهم فبحبي أحبهم ومن أبغضهم فببغضي أبغضهم وخير أمتي قرني ثم الذين يلونهم ثم الذين يلونهم اللهم أيد الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام وأهله في كل مكان يا رب العالمين اللهم انصر المسلمين في فلسطين اللهم انصر المسلمين في غزة يا ذا الجلال والعزة، اللهم انصرهم على عدوك وعدوهم، اللهم إنهم في حاجة عاجلة إلى رحماتك، فأنزل عليهم رحماتك يا رحمن يا رحيم. اللهم إنا نجعلك في نحورهم ونعوذ بك من شرورهم. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى، واجعل آخرتنا خيرا من الأولى. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. Please straighten the rows of the Rusul Maliki. Please ensure gaps are filled, mobile phones are turned off. And please ensure everyone's heels are on the back line, please. Mil mil ke khada ho jaiye, khali jagahon ko poor farma dijiye.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين والضحى والليل إذا سجى ما ودعك ربك وما قلى وللآخرة خير لك من الأولى ولسوف يعطيك ربك فترضى ألم يجدك يتيما فآوى ووجدك ضالا فهدى ووجدك عائلا فأغنى فأما اليتيم فلا تقهر وأما السائل فلا تنهر وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. ألم نشرح لك صدرك ووضعنا عنك وزرك الذي أنقض ظهرك ورفعنا لك ذكرك فإن مع العسر يسرا إن مع العسر يسرا فإذا فرغت فانصب وإلى ربك فارغب. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. Once again, just another reminder that on Sunday the clocks will be going back 1 hour, so Salah time will become 1 hour earlier. So please, you can check the calendar to the timetable to see the times of Salah. But whatever time it is now, it'll just become 1 hour earlier. But from Zuhr Salah, which will be at 1 o'clock. And similarly, Jum'ah will be at 1 o'clock as well. Jum'ah be quick. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma tassalam, kassalam, tabarak, tiyad al-jalali wa kawam. Allahumma ya Rabbi laka alhamdika ma yanbaghi li jalali wa jika wazim sultanika. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Mawlana Muhammadin al-Nabiyyil Ummi bi'adadi kulli ma'lumi lak. Allahumma rabbana atina fi dunya hasanah, fi al-akhirati hasanah, wa qina adab an-nar. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahmah innaka antal wahhab. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى واجعل اخرتنا خيرا من الاولى. اللهم اصلح لنا شاننا كله ولا تكلنا الى انفسنا طرفة عين ولا تنزع منا صالح ما اعطيتنا. اللهم حبب الينا الايمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره الينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان واجعلنا من عبادك الراشدين. اللهم ارنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وارنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم لا تقتلنا بغضبك ولا تهلكنا بعذابك وعافنا قبل ذلك. اللهم خذ بناصيتنا إلى البر والتقوى. اللهم ألهمنا رشدنا وأعذنا من شرور أنفسنا. اللهم افتح أقفال قلوبنا بذكرك وأتمم علينا نعمتك وأسبغ علينا من فضلك واجعلنا من عبادك الراشدين. اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره لنا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان واجعلنا من عبادك الراشدين. اللهم انصر الإسلام وأهله في كل مكان يا رب العالمين. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولمشايخنا ولأصدقائنا ولأحبابنا ولأقاربنا ولمن له حق علينا ولمن أوصانا بالدعاء ولجميع أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، تب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. وصلى الله وسلم على النبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.